This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ben Brown, PFF. Lot to dive into from this first week of preseason football. Kenny Pickett's numbers were outstanding. I saw the highlights. He made some big-time throws. What'd you think of his debut for Pittsburgh?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we liked it from a PFF grading perspective, obviously. You know, high number of snaps with which to evaluate him. Kind of a low average depth of target and got the ball out relatively quickly. So I think it'll be interesting once they kind of get, some of those injured guys completely up to speed back in the fold. If they kind of, maybe take the training wheels off a little bit of Kenny Pickett in this offense. But I do think that, initial signs point to him being a pretty decent quarterback with which they can definitely work with in that division.
Another unproven gentleman, Trey Lance. Listen, really, really tiny sample size, but that first preseason game, pretty encouraging, yeah?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he made, the one throw downfield that everyone's going to look at, the highlight reel type throw. I did think he was maybe a little bit behind or delayed on his read on that 3rd-and-9 out route. Did miss the receiver a little bit on that. Didn't give him enough space along the sidelines. But, yeah, I mean, for the small sample size, I think there is quite a bit of upside potential in that 49ers offense, given his rushing ability and those throws that he can make over the top that, Garoppolo probably just wasn't making game in and game out like Trey Lance is definitely capable of. So I do think, given the fact that he can definitely capture some of that upside, they are looking like, the perennial NFC team, I would say, at this point.
New Giants head coach Brian Daboll said that Tyrod Taylor is going to get some reps with the first team at some point. And he made it clear to say this has nothing to do with Daniel Jones and that this is something I like to do based on some of my previous stops. Thing or not a thing?
I think it's kind of a thing already, to be honest with you. I do think, everyone needs to and wants to project a Daniel Jones leap forward here. From what we've seen so far, it's been, kind of hit or miss a little bit. So I don't mind them, seeing what Tyrod Taylor has available. I do think that he, is consistently thought of as, the top backup in the NFL. And I do think that he, in the right scheme, and Daboll definitely brings that, could be pretty efficient at an offense given all the playmakers that they have around him. So I don't mind giving a look, and I do think that if they do go that direction, their potential still is pretty great, I would say, with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback.
So, Ben, I'm bullish on the Ravens this year. The caveat, of course, is that that division is just a buzzsaw with, who knows what Cleveland's going to be. You got the Cincinnati, the defending runner-ups. Pittsburgh is never bad. We sort of already talked about Pickett. They lost their last six games, Baltimore did. Five of those were by a total of 8 points. Just normal regression says they win a couple of those games and have a much different season as they were racked by injuries. What's going to derail them and what's going to make me right?
Yeah, definitely. I do, and I agree with you, and I do think, we haven't really seen an outlier-type performance from a team from an injury standpoint like we saw with, the 2021 Ravens. So just from that perspective, they're going to be a lot better than what they were last year. I do think that, some of the pieces they are still getting back, Marcus Peters activated as well, big-time shutdown cornerback. I think they can definitely get there now. The one concern I have, of course, can Lamar Jackson kind of handle, not really having any sort of semblance of an outside wide receiver winning routes. They need Rashad Bateman to step up. If he doesn't, they turn into this offense that relies too heavily on Lamar Jackson and that tight end position. I do think that probably stagnates it and allows team to kind of, hone in on him, stopping him, because there's not going to be any real deep threat in that offense. So I think that's maybe the candidate for why they don't live up to expectations. But I think Lamar Jackson's shown enough big play type of potential with both to the point where I don't think that's probably going to be the likely outcome they experience in 2022.
PFF's Ben Brown. Tom Brady is away from the Bucs, and he will be for a week and a half in the middle of training camp to be with his family. And initially the thought was, well, someone's sick or something's going on. And so everyone just kind of said, all right, let's leave this alone and not talk about it. But then there was at least some reporting that said, actually, this is a pre-planned thing that was kind of baked in with his decision to come out of retirement. So I say all that just to ask you, what the heck is going on? I understand that, like, Nolan Ryan had his own rules, and he stayed at his own hotels and did his own flights and all that stuff. But to leave camp for 10 days in the middle of camp, if it really is just pre-planned because do you think it's a better balance for you? That's unprecedented, and that's pretty crazy. What do you make of that?
Yeah, definitely. I think it's difficult, right? And I do think, you know, the fact that they are kind of banged up at the wide receiver position, you obviously want him to get, you know, some reps with some of these other guys in case that kind of does carry on into the season. So I don't necessarily love it. I do think, like you mentioned, the Nolan Ryan comparison, that's great, but I think the quarterback is so crucial to the overall effectiveness of the offense, where a pitcher can kind of come in, do his thing, be on cadence with the catcher, and it's not a huge deal. But the fact that football, I think, is a little bit more of a team sport from a quarterback perspective, it is a little bit concerning. And, of course, Tom Brady does deserve preferential and special treatment, but the fact that it wasn't at least or is more along more of this like hush-hush type thing, I do think that it could potentially create some issues further on down the road. So I don't love it, but I think, you know, you got to live with what Tom Brady is willing to do at this point in time.
Ben, thank you, buddy. Have a great rest of your week.
Thanks, guys. Have a great show.
Yeah, man. Talk soon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love, all streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.